Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a case called Duke Energy Natural Gas Corp. v. Commissioner. It was decided in 1997 by the U.S. Tax Court, and it became a bigger taxpayer when the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the tax court's decision in 1999. Here is what was going on. Duke Energy owned gathering systems. These are pipe networks that collect raw gas from wells and move it toward processing. The IRS classified these systems in Asset Class 46.0, Pipeline Transportation, with a 15-year recovery period. The tax court agreed because Duke was not a gas producer itself. It said the assets could not fit in the production class. But Duke appealed. The case came down to one question: what controls an assets class, what the asset does, or who owns it? The Tenth Circuit answered that question clearly. It said the asset's primary use and the plain words of the class descriptions matter. Gathering systems serve the production process. They collect raw gas from wells. That puts them in Asset Class 13.2, assets used in exploring for and producing oil and gas. That class has a 7-year recovery period. The court rejected the idea that the owner's status controls the class. Whether the owner is a producer does not change what the pipe does. Function drives classification. The tax court had focused on Duke's business model. The Tenth Circuit said that was the wrong approach. This case became a strong tool for recovery period fights. The IRS tried to resist. It issued an action on decision but did not embrace the result. Other courts did. The Sixth Circuit adopted the same rule in Saginaw Bay in 2003. The Eighth Circuit followed in Clajon in 2004. Now, the IRS's own cost segregation audit techniques guide lists all three cases in its recovery period discussion. For energy and midstream properties, this case directly supports 7-year treatment of gathering systems and related production side assets. When your study cites Duke Energy, it shows the examiner three circuits in agreement. It says classify by what the asset does, not who owns it. But Duke Energy does not mean every pipeline gets a 7-year life. Transmission lines that move processed gas are still transportation assets. The case is about gathering systems, the production end of the chain. It also does not mean the IRS welcomed the result. The government resisted. Only after 2 more circuit losses did the fight effectively end. On new asset types, expect the function argument to be tested. Document the asset's primary use carefully. And this is a recovery period case. It does not decide whether an item is personal property in the first place. It tells you which class an asset belongs to. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the Authority Library in your report.